A local group called Unbound is helping potential border kids in Latin America stay in their home countries. Staying home enables folks who might otherwise be tempted to make the run for the border and avoid blackmail, extortion, kidnappings, and all kinds of killings that often accompany these harrowing journeys to Texas or up to Arizona. And with us to talk about this is Brenda Rush. She's a director for international programs at Unbound. She travels extensively in Central and South America for the group, and so nice to have you here, Brenda. Welcome.
Thank you, Steve. Nice to be here.
Well, just how big a crisis, I mean, how big a tragedy is unfolding right now on the southern border of this country? What's your take on that?
Yeah. In Central America and these countries of El Salvador and Guatemala and Honduras, the folks in these countries are really being affected by a lot of gang violence.
I want to talk to you about that. Yeah.
And poverty is one piece of the puzzle, but there are other issues for them right now. One is to be united with their families here in the United States, because some have already made that journey to the United States, maybe, you know, decades ago even.
Yeah.
So that's some of the issue right there.
You know, sometimes we tend to sort of focus on the immediate crisis, and you see images of the kids coming across the border and all of that. But I can only begin to imagine, you know, Brenda, you know, what a difficult set of choices families and their children are making these days in these countries, and about, you know, do I stay? Do I go? These must be just absolutely riveting, wrenching conversations that house after household is having down there.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, when on our travel, Steve, we have a department of about 25 people, and we travel extensively. We're a global organization that has offices in 21 different countries, and so one of the values that we have is to always to get on the ground with our field workers that are in these countries. And
these field workers actually live in these countries? Is that sort of how it works?
That's exactly right. Yeah, we don't have any expats or anything that we ask to move to live in these countries or anything like that. These are local folks that live in the countries and that we work with.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they do what with the families? How closely do they work with the families, and do they actually witness these conversations as families talk about, do we stay, do we go, that
mm-hmm.
kind of thing?
Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, we're really proud of the fact that our organization really values the fact that we have a lot of social workers on our teams, and we know every family. We know every person in our program. And it's because of the efforts that the social workers and the teams do on the ground that they actually go to the homes, they visit the families, they have meetings, sometimes on a monthly basis, sometimes on a weekly basis with several families. They are out there on the field, in the field, and they are with those families.
Mm-hmm.
When a sponsors a child, for example, in our program, we are very confident in saying we know that child exists. We know where that child lives, and we can contact and communicate with that child, you know, personally.
So ultimately, the goal of Unbound, if I understand correctly, Brenda, is you guys would like families to stay in their countries as opposed to making the run for the United States. Why? What's the thinking behind what you guys are about?
Yeah, the thinking behind that really has been from the very beginning in 1981 when our founders founded the program. We had five founders that founded the program, and two of them were missionaries, one of them working in Cartagena, Colombia as a missionary, as a Christian brother, and another one was a Jesuit priest, also working as a missionary in Belize.
Mm-hmm.
And they came to Kansas City. They met. They started this organization.
Why here in Kansas City? What was it about our neck of the woods?
Yeah, because we're such a great city.
Well, of course. No argument there. Yeah.
We're a great city.
Great things happen here all the time.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah. That's right. So, you know, we are the heart of America, and we have, good grassroots hometown values here. One of the founders lived here, and they started actually the foundation in the bottom of his basement.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, most small businesses do, and that's kind of where it began.
And the thinking, again, is they want to encourage folks to stay in their home countries. Why?
Yeah, because they, you know, the philosophy is we want to strengthen those families that are in those countries. We want to provide them with some assistance in terms of sustainable livelihood programs where they can not only live for a day, but live for a long time, live mm-hmm. for future and have some hope. Mm-hmm. Hope is really powerful. So,
and they get hope if Unbound can help them get their feet on the ground and help stabilize the family. That's, again, part of the thinking here,
exactly,
right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So once these families, you know, come into our program, participate on our program, the children are receiving education, nutrition, you know, clothing and benefits for their well-being, particularly directly. They can see that happening, and they can see that their child's being provided for. They've got some security in that. And those families then, additionally, they take it upon themselves to look into some livelihood opportunities and maybe create a small business or something in their local economy.
And they avoid that harrowing, treacherous run to the border.
That's right.
They avoid the killings and the gangs and all that stuff, that whole economy that's built up around helping people get out of these countries and up here to this country.
That's right. And that's always been the philosophy of the founders of our organization, that we're not an organization that chooses to, you know, migrate people from one country to another. We value the countries that they're already located in mm-hmm. and the fact that they are, those countries are wonderful countries. The people are wonderful.
And I was going to say that the philosophy behind Unbound presumes that these families can have happy lives, productive lives, safe lives in their home countries, and they might not be better off by coming up to this country. That's sort of behind the thinking here, right?
That is exactly right, mm-hmm. right? Just because you're coming to the United States doesn't mean it's going to be a bed of roses or you're going to have that wonderful opportunity that you, you know, that might be you might be dreaming of, possibly.
Are you guys affiliated with a church, or is it the Roman Catholic Church, or how do you guys work?
Yeah, our fundamentally we are a lay Catholic organization, so you know, our foundation is based on Catholic doctrine, mm-hmm. Catholic values.
And does the church support Unbound in any way? Or?
No, we're not supported by the church, but we do collaborate with the church in the sense that, you know, we have many of our sponsors are Catholics. Mm-hmm. And so we have some of our advocates and our preachers. We have preachers that actually go and speak on behalf of Unbound in Catholic parishes and other avenues around the United States.
We're talking about Unbound, an organization based in Kansas City, Kansas, that helps potential border kids in Latin America stay in their home countries. If you want to join our conversation, 816-235-2888 is our phone number here. Again, 816-235-2888. Which countries are you based in down in Latin America?
You know, we support children and aging also. That's a unique feature of our program in Mexico. All in Central America, Nicaragua and Costa Rica and in El Salvador, in Guatemala, and all parts of South America, with the exception of Argentina and Uruguay and Paraguay.
You know, I see just from reading your website last night that Unbound is helping about 150,000 children throughout Central America. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of kids. I'm just wondering, you know, given the numbers of kids, how do you decide who's going to get Unbound's help and where you focus your energies?
Yeah, there's always, each time we visit the teams in our countries, there's always a waiting list. They're always waiting to get into our programs
and
around the world.
And they're based on what? Who gets on a waiting list?
Yeah, yeah. The children come in and or aging people, and they come in based on need. That's one of the criteria, the selection criteria. And then our social workers also, you know, kind of give them a summary of our program. We require a lot of participation from our the members in our program.
In what way?
There's meetings that we have with the participants, the children, as well as the possibly the mothers or the fathers that are also part of the program, and groups. They may choose to have to come into these groups and have meetings once a week or once a month. Then they will receive some benefits during that time as well with sponsorship money.
Do these tend to be the poorest of the poor, of the families down there, or maybe not?
That is one of our philosophies, is to try to serve the poorest areas possible, the neediest families, and the most marginalized.
Again, we're visiting with Brenda Rush. She's an administrative director for international programs at Unbound. She travels extensively in Central and South America for the organization. Our number here again, 816-235-2888. These families that Unbound begins to work with, Brenda, do they typically tend to be families that are actively considering leaving their country and coming up to the U.S.? I mean, is that oftentimes a component of what they're up against?
The families in these countries are right now, especially in Central America, we've seen as we're seeing here in the United States right now, but we have seen it for several years now. There's a flux of interest in coming to the United States. Our families at Unbound, it's very interesting. Our families at Unbound are in these countries seem to be not thinking that. Not thinking of moving, not thinking of leaving their area. They feel a little bit more secure where they're located. There may be things happening around them. There's no doubt about that. Family members have definitely been affected. We've gone into many homes and spoken to many families individually, and we have found that many families, although the sponsored child or that aging person directly has not been affected, maybe they're not leaving, but they have had family members surrounding them that are leaving the United States, or they're involved in drugs, or they've had stories of trafficking.
Yeah.
But our families and our sponsored members are not. They are, they're secure in the knowledge that they've got a little bit of security there, probably because of the program.
Okay. 816-235-2888. Let's go to Florence from Kansas City, Missouri. Florence, good morning.
Good morning. I'm calling to ask this question. What are the governments of those countries where all the immigrants are fleeing from, especially those who receive U.S. aid? What are they doing to stop this problem in their countries against the drug trade?
Right. Okay, I got you, Florence. Yeah, go ahead.
I think, there's a discussion with President Obama right now. He's attempting to have some discussions, a little bit more sincere, probably more poignant discussions with several of the presidents of these countries.
Yeah.
And I think it was on July 8th that there was a recommendation to send about $3.7 million to our border area to, prevent more incoming migration. It is really about politics and what the presidents and the leadership of these countries can really work out.
Yeah, I'm wondering if you can put a face on a family that maybe you've dealt with or you've read about that Unbound deals with down in Central America. Maybe describe a family to us, put a face on them so we understand exactly the types of people Unbound is helping out.
Let's talk about Rosa.
Okay.
And she's an aging woman, and she lives in a, I would say, probably a dimension of maybe a 15 by 15 area.
Kind of hut kind of thing?
It's a tin roof and tin walls.
Wow.
And dirt floor.
In what country?
In El Salvador.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And she has two grandchildren living with her.
Yeah.
And this is a scenario that we've heard in other countries as well, that the grandchildren, they stay with their grandparents while their parents leave and come to the United States,
mm-hmm.
possibly.
Mm-hmm.
And then those parents send money back home, and in order to get their children to them in the United States, that money's being saved to pay the coyotes, or the mm-hmm. smugglers, to get their children to them.
So in this case, Unbound is helping to do what? What's the objective with Rosa and her situation?
Now, that's a choice that Rosa and her family, that they're going to have to make that choice, whether or not those children get sent to their parents, or that's not our jurisdiction per se. But what we're doing,
you let the families make their own decisions.
Absolutely,
mm-hmm.
yeah. But what we hope to do and hope to provide is sponsorship for those kids, so that they can continue going to school, that they can receive benefits like nutrition and clothing, and basic needs.
Mm-hmm.
There in the, and it helps, and it definitely supports Rosa as an elderly lady supporting her grandchildren.
Mm-hmm. Boy, that's interesting. So the work continues, the struggle continues, and I imagine Unbounds, the number of families you could be helping potentially just is through the roof.
Absolutely. You know, right now we're sponsoring over 310,000 sponsored members globally. We have over 294,000 sponsors. So some of those sponsors are sponsoring multiple children. We are very thankful for the love and the relationship building that's provided through the sponsorship program. And just that, like I said, Steve, the hope is very powerful, very powerful. And this program gives hope also provides benefits, but it's also supporting children, families in all of these countries with a sustainable structure and hopefully a livelihood for them for the future, and to support their own families.
And if people want more information about Unbound, they can get it where?
Absolutely. Please check out unbound.org, or you can even call 1-800-875-6564.
You better remember that number, right?
That's
give
right.
it again. Give it again.
All right. 1-800.
Right.
875
right.
6564.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah, and you talk to our wonderful sponsor services representatives there.
Well, that's Brenda Rush. She's an administrative director for international programs at Unbound. And Brenda, so good to have you here. Thanks for taking some time.
Thank you, Steve. It's a pleasure.